Welcome back to Dad Meat, bitch. Brendan Donegan, Rob Cruz,
hey,
Danny Dove. What's hopping?
Tim.
And me.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good.
Welcome,
good.
Boys. Guys, Tim, I saw something pretty jarring on the way here today. I got off at my exit, and I was waiting to turn. I drove down Bath Street, which is relative to what I'm about to tell you. I was coming up to the stop sign. I look off to my right because I noticed some motion inside of a little tan car. What do you think I saw?
Going by the tweet that I just strolled by, an old guy getting head.
You're right. It was an old guy getting his dick sucked.
Like you told Twitter before me, dude. Your best friend in the whole world.
Dude.
I get to hear about that shit first. You think I don't want to hear about an old guy getting his fucking dick sucked?
Dude, spring has sprung, man. Yeah.
Ooh. What was this? Oh, sorry.
He was hoping that eclipse was going to block it out.
he's like, I got the wrong day. Fuck.
Staring directly at the sun.
God, man, imagine how powerful you feel staring directly at the sun while you're getting your dick sucked on the road.
Yeah. That's so nice.
You ever got head in a parked car?
Mm. Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
By a paid lady or a regular?
It was love.
Yeah, love.
We were in love.
He was a good dude.
This sounds like one incident, the way you guys are almost like sharing the remnant.
I was sucking Rob's dick.
Rob was summer 13?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I gave him the bigger knife.
Yeah. Mine's more of a fat and thick. Rob's more of a long and skinny.
But the handle's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Was this guy getting his dick sucked by, was there affection here or was this a professional?
It was a pro. She had bright red hair and not like the ginger kind, like the kind that
gets the attention of like a guy on the side of the road.
Yeah, like a hooker that just got her tax refund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. She got her hair did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you do that professionally, your hair needs to be the color that bulls run towards. That's really how you get them.
Now, here's the thing. I'm curious. Because someone just, there was just a pretty popular tweet that I saw about the street prostitutes in Seattle being under control. They're just standing around waiting for guys to drive by that want to get their dick sucked in the middle of the day. And they go, this is what Seattle looks like now, man. Thanks a lot, you know, whoever you're blaming. But that's been, we've been walking amongst them forever in Philly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Seattle seems like the kind of place where like that would like drum up tourism, you know, like Pike Place, they're throwing fish. Like what if they're like doing that with pussy?
Yeah.
You got to catch it with the fucking newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to check out Seattle. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do when they suck your dick. They jerk it and a hooker down the street catches it in her mouth.
Okay, longshoreman's just waiting for it.
How much traffic was this guy in that he was like, look, I can't even wait till I get home. Like, just fucking pull over on the highway, suck my dick.
Dude, it's honestly great thinking on his part because nobody spends more than 3 seconds in that spot.
True.
That's just, you want to get through, you want to get out, and you want to get on your way. So, I mean, he really had things figured out. And there's some construction around there, but, you know, that's the extent of it. It's not a place where people will typically pull over.
That's true.
I want to bear witness to one of these dick suckings someday.
Come with me.
Because I'm so curious as to, like, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. A stranger pulls over in his car and he shakes $40 out the window. And it's like, okay, game time, dude. Time to make this guy fucking nut as fast as possible.
Yeah. You know, so, he didn't have air conditioning in his car, too. It's probably hot as hell.
But yeah. Bro, I was just going to say, like, this might be like the end of like the sweet season for hookers, because like when you get another 10 degrees, like when that diaper wind hits, man, that's a problem.
There's two good weeks of sucking dick for street prostitutes and they're behind us.
Yeah. You got to wait for the groundhog to come out. See,
Punxsutawney pill.
Two more weeks of dick sucking,
and that's it. And then you're sweaty. You fucking smell like you got that like soil stink about you, like a fat boy who's been walking around the neighborhood all day knocking for his friends who aren't coming out. And I just wonder, like, what I mean? Are they shredding the meat? And these dudes pop fast.
I think that's the goal, because like, unless, all right, wintertime dick suck, you kind of want to make it last for warmth. But spring and summertime dick suck, you want to kind of like rip through it like it's a fucking pizza pie eating contest.
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, I was going to mention this to you earlier, but I saw a hooker near your old house one time that really, it really drew a lot of emotion out of me, because it was the dead of winter and she had a cast on her leg.
Yeah.
A fresh cast.
Yeah, man.
And initially I felt bad for her, but wintertime has got to be like a hooker summer.
Dude, caster in Kensington, there was a lady who would post up right in the middle of the intersection. And I drove by her a couple, I mean, watching a lady standing in the street trying to figure out whose dick she could suck, and she's wearing like a winter coat and an air cast And it's just like, dude, I don't know if there's a human experience lower than this.
Yeah,
it's like 13 degrees outside.
I didn't even know they worked during the winter.
Yeah, man.
I mean, what are you?
I thought it was like
teachers. You don't take, you have to take a season off.
They're PTO.
Yeah, they're the postal service too. They're gonna make snow.
They're gonna make all my money in the spring.
Yeah.
Too hot in the summer. Too cold in the winter.
Yeah. If you're a hooker, what season would you rather do? If you had to choose one.
Dude, I will tell you this. A lot of hookers that I follow on Twitter, they're traveling hookers, and they'll post like, hey,
really?
I'll be in Atlanta this
week. A lot of hookers that I follow on Twitter.
They're like comedians. Hey, I'm going to be in Boston this weekend.
I feel like they do be like,
Key West, this weekend, you're going to be inside me.
Wow, man. But I think that's the upper echelon of hookers where you can kind of like, you know, build your own game. Whereas, like, there's hookers that are just relegated to specific cities, and that's the toughest hooker existence.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a video of a guy who was kind of doing, like, hooker reviews in Kensington.
Oh.
Like, he was driving around, like, yeah, this corner's okay, a lot of nasty pussy there. Go down the street a little bit. These girls are too, they're too high.
That's a good service, Yelp for hookers.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, this man shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
This is a guy who, like...
Just called help.
Do you think hookers like that? Because, you know, you watch, like, a Vice documentary where they're going to, like, a drug den, and the guys are clearly okay with them filming there, but it's, like, shit that would get them locked up forever.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think hookers like that?
Yeah, well, they're all wearing shiesties, and, like, it's funny how they mob up for those documentaries, by
the
way.
They love it,
there's, like, dudes just... Yeah. Dude's not even doing anything, just, like, in the background of the shot, like, either holding a gun or hands crossed. You think they're doing the same thing with hookers?
I wonder, man.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, his dick stinks, but his check still cashes. Do you think hookers accept check?
No.
You would have to have a bank account, and I don't know how many of them are rocking with a checking and savings.
They probably don't go time.
That's how Jerry Springer went down. He wrote a bad check to a hooker.
Really? No. Oh, that's right. Wasn't he mayor or something? Jerry Springer?
Yeah, Pussy mayor Town. Of Cincinnati. AKA Pussytown.
Yeah. That's got to be the best, though, being the mayor and going to prostitutes. Like, that's not a life that I ever imagined for myself, but, like, I'm glad there's guys out there doing it.
That's one of the bennies, I think, of becoming mayor, is, like, you just...
Oh, yeah.
Hit up the pros.
Yeah. And, I mean, imagine, and you're in, like, a fancy, like, office that hasn't been updated in, like, 40 years. Yeah. You're afraid to kind of touch anything because it's like, well, the next mayor is going to be here. Like, this is an institution. I'm just the guy that got elected for a couple of years. And it's like,
God, I swear to God, you fucking say
it. Yeah. I know where your daughter is. I can have her killed.
Yeah.
But keep having a political secret must be so exciting.
Ooh, man.
I would love
You got to feel on such edge at all times.
Dude, imagine if in your past, like, you hit a fucking little boy with your car and you drove away.
Yeah.
Imagine hit and running a child and killing them.
Knowing that you did that and then running for office later on.
And it just, like, cut to you at a press conference and you're just, like, shifting your tie and sweating.
Hope nobody digs that up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I hope no one ever asks about 1997 again. Oh, that'd be so tasty.
Or being a real sexual deviant, that must be so exciting because you're like I want to come so bad.
That's what I think.
Can't tell anyone.
No, I think that's what most deviants are all about. I don't think
it's. Also, I'm doing so much for healthcare.
Oh my God!
I want children to die.
I saved the fucking pension fund. But also,
you know,
just
hitting them.
Of course.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty juicy too.
I was at my buddy Dan Callahan's wedding a couple years ago, and his best man, so there's an old roast of Bob Saget and Gilbert Godfrey. His joke is that Bob Saget raped and killed a girl in 1997, just keep saying it over and over again. So Dan and his buddy are huge Bob Saget fans. Nobody else at the wedding, obviously, knows.
Oh, no, not an inside joke that doesn't go over the wedding.
Not only that, at the wedding, the best man, normal speech, Rachel, you look beautiful tonight. Dan, he's a good guy, even though he raped and killed a girl in 1997.
What?
Complete silence. And then after that goes... It's a beautiful venue. Slips back. I had to stop and go, what did he just say? Everybody was like, what did he just say?
He didn't tell anybody he was going to do this ahead of time.
Did not tell anybody. Slipped back into a normal speech about, you know, the bride and groom after that, but just tossed in a raped and killed a girl in 1997.
Was his buddy like, hey, man, great joke. Thanks a lot. My grandmother loved that, by the way.
Yeah.
You think these people want to hear the word rape ever?
He said that he was going to make some jokes about Irish dudes being drunk, but he thought that was over the line. So he cut that out.
No.
Went with the classy rape joke.
No.
Yeah.
Not the fucking roast of Bob Saget.
To this day, one of my favorite moments I think it's ever I've ever been a
did
part
you get to
of.
See, yeah, you got to see it.
I got to see it live, yeah.
Oh, man. And how quiet was the room? Or was there like a...
I can't describe how quiet the room... Like, it was the most quiet a room has ever been. It was unbelievable.
Damn.
Pretty brutal.
Mike, have you ever embarrassed yourself at a wedding? Have you told me a story about you embarrassing you? You drank piss or something?
Well, all right. So not that night, but I was coming off a Coke bender, and I was in my buddy Steve's wedding.
That's what it was.
And the night before, I was at, I think it was called Excitement Video. It's down off of Passyunk, but I got a bunch of Coke.
By the Purple Orchid?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's literally on an island there.
Yeah.
And I just got a bunch of Coke, and I just sat in one of the Jack Shacks for like 4 hours, just feeding 20s into this thing, just watching porno all night until it was time to go to Steve's wedding. And I went, I got dressed, and I ran out of Coke, so it's like just decimation. Ooh, setting in.
Yeah. Calm down.
But I went, and like I wanted to do something funny at Steve's wedding. And to me, funny was to give my best man speech shirtless.
The Bert Kreischer of weddings.
Yeah. It's like, all right, yeah, this is going to set this place on fire. And it was just dead silence. And
what kind of shape were you in at the time?
Oh, my God.
I was probably 20 pounds heavier than I am now. So, like, not good.
How long was the speech that you realize, you go, oh, this wasn't a good idea, and then you have to finish the...
Oh, dude, imagine putting the shirt back on mid-speech, though.
Dude, it was like sentimental.
A little bit, yeah, because I did love Steve. Yeah. I hated his wife. I ruined the relationship because she came at me in my own house, which was way over the line. But that was, you know, like 3 months or so after the wedding. But at the wedding, I wasn't even the best man, so it was not appropriate for me to give a speech.
Yeah.
I was just
Did
a
anyone
guy.
Ask you to, or did you say, hold on?
Is this an
I asked.
Hold on. Before we're done with the speeches, I have one.
I have something to say.
Yeah, I asked Steve if I could do it, and his wife was like, Mike, do whatever you want, which was very gracious of her at the time, even though she did end up being a Pittsburgh cunt, which I told her she was.
Yeah.
In my house a few months later.
Nice.
But yeah, dead silence, man.
I mean, it's like, do you think she was actually a cunt, or was she just not being cool about this whole thing?
No, she was a cunt, man.
No, she was definitely a cunt.
I mean, it's probably impossible to know.
But let me tell you this, all right. So if you're over somebody's house and yes. you have an issue with them, there's a point where you just leave because it's escalating to a point where it's just going to become an irreparably damaging situation.
Maybe, yeah. Yes.
And
what was the nature of the disagreement? Remind me, please.
So I was taking my shirt off.
No, dude, it was I was not in the wrong, and I still believe I'm not in the wrong. So after a Flyers game, we went to Chickie and Pete's.
Yes.
And the Flyers come to Chickie and Pete's to hang out.
Yeah. And that's why we were there. We wanted to say hi to the guys.
I did. I wanted to say hi to all the guys there. And me, Steve, and his wife had sat down. I ordered clams and red sauce.
I think John LeClaire is going to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Dude, it's not far off from that, Tim. Yeah. Jeff Carter came in. Mike Richards came in. And Riley Cote, who was the nicest guy on the fucking planet, sat down with his girlfriend in a players only section. So I went and I went into the player section because I wanted to talk to Riley Cote.
Yeah.
And I just sat down. I introduced myself. I started asking him questions about
hockey. You sat down uninvited?
Uninvited. I sat down, and Steve's wife, up until this point, was aces. She even brought my clams and red sauce to the table so I could sit and eat while I talked to Riley Cote.
Nice.
And he did not have any issues with this. He was cool the entire time.
That's not the same thing as not having any issues with it. He was cool the entire time. We're making assumptions about the issues he did or did not have.
He's visible enough in the public eye right now that I could probably arrange a meeting to ask if he remembers this.
Is he the guy that's advocating for brain injury treatment?
Yeah, he's the man. But dude, at that point...
No, he's also brain injured, though.
He's so cool, man. He's not even saying anything to me. He's just listening. He's the best listener ever.
So I start flashing a flashlight in his eyes rapidly.
Mike's like, do you remember this? He's like, I don't remember anything since 2002.
Yeah. Who?
But dude, she brought my clams and red sauce over, and I'm eating it. And after we're done, it's time to go home. She won't speak to me in the parking lot going out to the car.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Melissa, what's wrong? She won't say anything. We get to my house and I'm like, Melissa, I'm not getting out of the car until you tell me what's wrong. She's like, when I brought your clams and red sauce over to you, you told me to fuck off. Which is an insane, I would never say that. There's no reason for me to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she might have been harsh in the vibe of me interacting with Riley Cote. So
you went, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah. In an indirect way.
Right.
In hindsight, it's conceivable I might have said something relative to that, but I would never look at a woman who just brought me dinner and said, fuck off.
Right.
I'm talking to Riley.
Hey, I'm talking to my friends over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
She's bothering us, man. It's my friend's fucking girlfriend.
But I invited them in for a beer. Her and Steve came in for a beer, and we're not getting anywhere with the argument. And then she's like, you're obnoxious when you drink. And then she was standing next to my TV, which had a picture of my family on top of it. And she's like, she grabs it and she's like, look at this. These are the lives you're affecting. Granted, this is an argument about hockey and fucking clams right now.
Ostensibly.
Yes. She's like, these are the lives that you're affecting with your behavior. And at that point, I just lost it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I called her a Pittsburgh cunt, and me and Steve started fighting. And that was the last that,
oh my God.
I ever spoke to her.
That's you know what? You should reconnect with her because that's the closest thing you got to an intervention.
And, Tim, I've honestly always been a little bit annoyed at my family that they never gave me an intervention.
I know. And this Pittsburgh cunt, you know.
But she was wrong.
I mean, how
you know, hindsight's 20/20.
How deep into the drinking were you? But was it already becoming a problem at this point?
I mean,
early fun days?
I drank like every day, but like I think I'm pretty honest about when I'm an issue or was potentially an issue.
Yeah.
That's true. You do have a pretty good track record of that.
Yes.
As far as
if you
we
also
know.
Did not actually say fuck off, that is very assumptive to go. The look that you gave me was fuck off. And especially if you're like, well, I didn't mean it that way. I was just in the zone talking to some fucking fly guy.
Yeah, and that was my position. Because Brendan, I truly think that she was annoyed that I made them wait for me to finish.
Right.
Whereas they could have just left and I could have taken a cab home.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been an issue because
I'm
talking to the guys, man.
How long were you sitting with Riley Cote?
Dude, for like an hour, man.
God,
dude, there were porn stars there.
He just finished the game and he's with his girlfriend and a guy who's fucking, he's got garlic marinara burps in his face. So wasted that he tells the woman that drove him there to fuck off for an hour. Oh my God. That is punishing on a new level.
An hour is a long impromptu sit down. Bro,
I'm sure he was feeling it too.
He was, man. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys connected.
Finally, a fan that gets it.
I was running out of questions, and he was like the Flyers enforcer, and I was running out of questions, and I could feel it. Like,
who's like the hardest fight you've had?
Tim, not far off. I asked him who's the most difficult goalie to score on, and he's like, "Well, I'm not really a goal scorer, but I think the best goalie in the league is Martin Brodeur." I was like, all right, cool, man.
He is good.
Same, man.
They have a statue of him.
Yeah. That old Farley sketch where he's like, you remember when you fucked that guy
up? That was awesome.
That was so cool. Oh, my God.
I still don't think I was wrong, and I think she was just digging her claws into Steve and trying to pull him away from
him. Well, then in that case, I think you should reach out to her and kind of demand satisfaction. Like, hey, look, I've thought about it. I'm in a better place now. You were still wrong, and I think you should make this right.
Yeah.
You know, we could have her on.
I'd be up for that. Honestly, like, I still harbor a lot of resentment because that ended my relationship with Steve.
What about Steve? Let's get Steve in here.
I think they're divorced, so we might be able to.
Let's try to reunite them. Let's try to save their marriage.
No, let's try to save my friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they're divorced, just get Steve back in here. You guys have a good chance.
Dude, they're divorced. What's
in the past? It's in the past.
Brendan, I had to resort to like side bitch type behavior.
Yeah.
Because we would go away to an Eagles game every year.
I miss you, Steve.
Dude, and I had surreptitiously planned my trip to meet Steve in Chicago without him knowing. Because I knew that if he knew I was coming, he would have to tell his wife. So I told his brother not to tell him I was coming.
Yeah.
And I just surprised him at the airport that I was there.
Yeah.
Did he like it?
He knew. I could tell that he knew he was going to get in trouble for me being there. And it was just, I could tell we didn't have that anymore.
Right.
Oh my God.
Wasn't the same.
Oh my God. Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So.
I don't know.
I was justified.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you could rekindle with Steve for sure, especially if she's out of the picture.
I think so too, man, because Steve, actually, this was very sweet of him. When I had a blog 10 years ago, he followed my blog because when people would sign up, I would see their email.
So he's still thinking about you, dude.
No, man, it's so hard. It's like, you know.
Whoa. I'm also kind of spun out by the minutia that you're tracking. That's crazy. Like, yeah, crossing his name off a list. Like, thank God he hit fucking, he grabbed the RSS. Like, you're lucky.
Bro, I mean, we were best friends, man.
Yeah.
Real bummer.
Yeah, shirtless at a wedding, dude. I mean, that's tight.
I know, man.
That is nice.
I would never take my shirt off at a friend's wedding who I wasn't, like, super fucking tight with.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know that I would, well,
You might pop the top off, you don't think?
I don't know. Because then once you get to a wedding and you see how many old people you've never met before, you go, whoa,
yeah.
I probably shouldn't even be here at all.
Man. But that's a time where you feel compelled to fuck it up for them.
Yeah.
Because they're just resigned to comfort at that point, and you want to throw a monkey wrench into their lives as much as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I understand where you're coming from.
So, I mean, much like Brendan's buddy, it's like talking about rape at the wedding. It's like, I get where he's coming from because you want to be a little Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do want to be a little Grinch. And then also, too, there's the whole vibe of everyone else is like, that they're giving the shaky hand, reading off the paper. Like, Mike,
oh, yeah.
There's only a few words that I could possibly say, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, let me spice this thing up, dude. Yeah. These guys don't know what they're missing.
Jennifer has been my best friend since we were 4 years old.
Merriam-Webster says friendship.
For those of you that don't know me, we all fucking know you, stupid bitch.
I gave a best man speech, and I got so nervous, dude.
I'd be way more nervous to give a best man speech than do stand-up. It's like,
it was way scarier.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was like a year ago.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I would be nervous right now.
I open up with a fucking
Hey, you guys hear me?
Weird.
All right.
Did you get emotional, Rob?
I did get a little emotional because I tried to do it like stand up where I did bullet points. And then I had
what else I have for you guys?
What else?
What else? I had a bullet point that just said "Speak from the heart."
And you know,
do not forget.
The thing about being friends with Jeremy is, he's a fucking faggot. No one's laughing. You're like, oh, I was just saying it would be funny if someone did that. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You guys are going to be great together.
All jokes aside. The all jokes aside came. Yeah. I kid, but
seriously, folks.
Yeah.
Did you make eye contact with him as you were saying this?
Yeah.
Is that when the waterworks happened?
There was that was it.
Well, you get up there, it's so quiet. Like, at least with stand-up, you have the context of, like, everyone knows you're there to fuck around and goof off. Like, with a best man speech, you're like, if you're trying to be it's not really built in that it's like, hey, we're all palling around having a good time here. They don't know if it's going to be sentimental, if it's going to be funny.
Also, you're almost an elected official. There's only one guy giving the best man speech. Right. So it's like, you're the elite of the elite. Like, a lot of stand-ups think that they have something. Let's see you hit the best man circuit, right? Okay? Let's see you give a fucking speech. Let's see you speak from the heart. Harder than it looks.
Harder than it looks.
A bad speech moment. I did the commencement speech in my college. Not because I was like valedictorian or anything. Like, I just.
Well, it's also not valedictorian. It's valedictorian. Pause. How do you say it like that?
Yeah. Clearly, I was not. Yeah. But they just like voted for somebody to do it. And I don't know why I decided to like give this a shot.
Brandon.
And,
we love you, B-Dog!
Yeah, they're like, this is our sickest dude.
Yeah, dude, so I got there. It's like, so I went to University of Scranton, which is relatively small schools, like maybe 4,000 undergrad. But you get there, everyone has family. So it's like 10,000 people. And I did not take that. It's like a stadium.
You're like JFK.
And I'm up first, dude. Like, no host bringing you right up. And so the only one that's famous from Scranton is Joe Biden. So I remember thinking, like, I specifically planned this out. I go, let me just throw in a political joke. And this was 2015, so he wasn't even president. I guess he was, I don't know, VP at the time or something. But I was like, let me just write a political joke so people think I know something about politics. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote, there was a lot of, like, skunks around Scranton. just the animal skunks. So I wrote something. It was so stupid. I was just like, Scranton, the land of the skunks and the home of Joe Biden. I don't know which one stinks more, like something.
Yeah,
so I'm like, whatever.
Let's go, Brandon. So I'm like, to say, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, right. Dude.
I started that whole thing. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm like, it's pretty lighthearted. Everyone's like, oh, and I'm like 10,000 people. Oh. Mm-hmm. And I do the rest of the speech. Goes, you know, fine. Because I got off the topic.
Joe Biden raped somebody in 2007.
To kill the girl.
In 4 years, there's going to be a laptop.
So my brother comes up to me after. He goes, hey, dude, good speech. What was with the Biden joke? I go, yeah, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. He goes, dude, Joe Biden's son died today. Whoops,
oh my god, dude.
Man.
There's a guy in the back on the phone. Yeah. Hey, Alex, it's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Jones. You know the shit you're going to hear.
Listen to this. So they just thought I was trying to be the edgiest commencement speaker of all time. You know, I had written it a couple weeks prior.
Dude, in your defense, how many dead kids does a guy fucking have?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, he has like two, three?
No, I think it was just the one.
Just the one. But then you have Hunter, who, you know,
he should be
a
giant hog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hunters? I think you do kind of rank your sons by meat.
Probably.
You kind of suss out who's hanging lower.
Is that how you rate Ben and Frank's?
Yeah. Yeah, you keep an eye on, you know, what's going on.
That's what they measure on the doorway.
Yeah. Right outside the kitchen.
Yeah. 3 inches less.
Instead of going up the door frame, it's going out from the bathroom wall.
You're pushing your hips in. You got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Straight up.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah, you're on your tippy balls.
I wasn't even hard.
Have you given any speeches since?
I'm trying to think. No, I haven't done any.
Wait,
best
what's
man
commencement?
Speeches.
What is that?
It's
graduation.
Graduation.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Just like somebody commences the day.
I get that now. I didn't know if it was like beginning of the year, like pep rally type stuff. Okay, it makes sense now. Yeah. Actually, wish we weren't streaming live. I would say that is stupid enough that I would like to edit it out, but let's keep going. Fuck, obviously it's the beginning of graduation, Tim.
Yeah.
And it's for a cool guy who's not smart enough to be valedictorian, but they still want him to talk.
Yep.
Congratulations on that. I
mean, thank you.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Those other guys just got good at tests.
Right.
Like, you had to fucking grease some palms.
I know. They didn't realize they could have just skipped that part and landed a nice, edgy joke about Biden's dead.
Land of the dead sons?
I don't know, man.
What?
You look like a little stinker, man. It's like you got a little glint in your eye.
I got
you
a
look like
stink.
You're going to say some.
Yeah, a little stank booty, mm-hmm. For sure.
Rob looks like a total sweetheart. You know what you're getting with Rob. You're getting that cut and dry.
Yeah.
You're getting just feelings from the heart.
Top level sweet boy. This really, I mean, the dichotomy is crazy.
Yeah. The dichotomy is crazy.
We have mischievous neighbor boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
No. You give me a leading man in the 80s.
Thank you so much.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually
I feel
exactly
like that's
what
like
I'm
spot on.
But that's everything I want to be.
But what are we saying? Are we saying, you Ralph know, kind Marshall. Of rambunctious guy that's going after the girlfriend or the girlfriend's established boyfriend who kind of is better on paper?
I think like it's a morally infallible dude. Like I think it's like old man scientist friend territory.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, I think it's Marty McFly territory.
You know what? I was friends with some old guys back in the day.
This does check out.
Yeah. They were doing a lot of experiments on me. Man, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
I don't know what to say, dude. I'm fucking
I know. That was just
right
that was just regular.
That was from the heart. Dude.
Yeah. That was
you did
heart.
It, finally. Lazy Dave's, and by the way, before we started, Lazy Dave's in the chat said that he, I think he said he buzzed his head and he feels like a fucking dickhead.
Oh, no, man.
Do you guys constantly fight off the urge to just fucking take the clippers to your head at night?
I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank God, I don't know, that it's the only thing that has me believing in God is that I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Because the temptation is like maddening.
Ever see a hot guy with a shaved head? You immediately go, oh, maybe I should just take it all off.
Oh, yeah, a guy with, like, really well-developed traps.
I watched the David Beckham documentary, and he went shaved head, and I went, maybe I should go for a new look.
Yeah, it's time, and there's no one around to talk to. Your girlfriend's asleep, and you're just like, I'll just surprise everybody with it tomorrow.
Yeah, wait till they get a load of this. Nobody cares.
That's a fracture in your timeline, by the way. There's the life that you were living, and then you're in a brand new life.
Yeah.
And it's different from there on out. Everyone sees it. No one fucking... You know, no one likes it.
No,
it's the dude version of giving yourself bangs.
Yeah,
really fucking grim stuff. I mean, you go, this was a really good idea at 11:30 last night. Half a bottle of wine in.
Yeah,
how'd you feel after shaving the stash?
Pretty good, but one time I had to shave a goatee. I had a big beard and I had to shave it into a big stupid goatee for a McKeever thing. And the next day I went to work with it. And I just really wanted to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to die so bad. And I was just like, I didn't want to mention it to people, mm-hmm. like it was a thing, but I and no one said a word to me, but everyone's face told me exactly what they were thinking, and I just felt like the biggest fucking loser ever.
Something about being from Philly where you cannot show up with a new look.
Ooh.
You can't just unannounce new look. Yeah.
Hey, I think that's universal. I think that's everywhere you
Philly
go.
Philly especially.
Philly, it's like a piranha tank. Right. You do.
The key is to do it on a day where one of Joe Biden's kids dies. It's swept under the rug.
Yeah.
Dude, the most concerned I've ever seen my wife look at me was when I showed up to her bedroom while she was asleep. And I was convinced that she loved Aaron Lewis. Like, she had a crush on him. So I was like, all right, maybe I can be more like Aaron Lewis. So I showed up while she was sleeping. With a shaved head, and I woke her up. And like, she did that thing that they do in movies where like they push themselves up in the bed because they're so startled.
Yeah.
She's like, why did you do that?
And why did you wake me up?
Yeah, I couldn't exactly say it's because I thought you thought Aaron Lewis was cute.
I thought I was going to get some middle of the night pussy.
But you calmed down. Did you get the POSSSY?
Yeah, I mean, she's a kind soul, but.
Yeah.
Not a hit.
I look like Michael Jackson in The Simpsons with a shaved head.
I can imagine.
I'm picturing it, yeah.
Yeah.
You honestly, with you with a shaved head, I imagine looks like someone spray diarrhea at Uncle Fester.
Dude, it's not that far off, man.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, I would not do that now, though, because I'm hanging on for dear life. Once you start losing hair, it's like, oh, man, I want every hair that's left on my head.
I think one of these days I'm just going to show up with a fresh hair system.
Yeah,
it's gonna go
well
nuts.
Guys are going to Turkey now, guys in the UFC, they're just coming back to the United States with full heads of fucking Mexican baby hair.
Really?
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what, how far is too far gone where you, like,
there's no coming, what's the point of no return on going bald?
Just like, if you are like really receding, like, and you come back with a fresh rug, if you're going a little bit, and you get that done early, maybe. Like, Steve Carell was a little bit, you know, remember like the first season of The Office? Yes. He was going. Mm-hmm. And then he came back with a fresh piece. You kind of forget about it now.
Yeah, he covered it up because the show is so funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. It's like something significant also has to be happening simultaneously with you appearing with that fresh head of hair.
Yes. Right. Joe Biden's son has got to die.
It's the episode title.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're really going, it's
I want to get the ridiculous ones that you like stick on your head.
Yeah,
I like those.
Yeah,
I see a lot of those better on Instagram
idea.
Now.
Those are crazy. Yeah.
The thing about the implants one is that like you don't come back looking like a fucking Indian model. You come back and you look like the evil baby doll head from Toy Story.
Yeah, one of like, Sid's toys.
Yeah, you look like one of Sid's toys with just like kind of just freakish spikes coming out of your head.
Yeah. Dude, all this hair talk got me riled up, so I want to take a second to thank our sponsor, Manscaped. Listen up, our pals over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for UFC fighters going to Turkey to get hair implants. No, for men's health and early cancer detection. One man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. Would the three of you mind checking me while I read this ad? Perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every day. I'm still not being checked. Like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra with dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. Waterproof with wireless charging capabilities and a travel lock feature, this baby keeps your eggs smooth. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they're donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, man, I don't like saying that. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with code FATBIRD. That's code FATBIRD at manscaped.com because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. Oh, that's got to be rewritten.
I think I got a new copy guy over there.
Yeah, but Manscaped does have great stuff, man. Support the show. Get free shipping at manscaped.com once you see code FATBIRD.
That might be what part of what like makes me feel impulsive about shaving my head. It's just I got all the equipment, you know.
Yeah, you're a buzz away.
How often are you trimming up your fucking nuts?
Yeah,
you know, like once every 3 weeks. Once a month, you know?
That's generous, man.
And then you look at it and you go, what a great piece of hardware, man. I wouldn't mind running that through my fucking scalp.
Rob, we're going to the Deep South this week. Are you shaved up?
Oh, my dome?
Hmm?
Shaved up?
Yeah.
I gotta shave everything, dude. I'm going like a seal.
Yeah.
It's gonna be nuts. Rob,
I saw something funny that reminded me of you because I wanted to see what the racial makeup of Columbus, Mississippi was.
Oh, so, yeah.
And part of the paragraph which explained the racial makeup, the final sentence in that paragraph was, "The children here in Columbus are fantastic."
And that made you think of Rob?
Yes.
The children here are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You think you had little kids before? Why did you come to Columbus? Yeah.
These ain't your daddy's children.
Hey, yo, gabba gabba goo.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, 60% black.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
Me neither, man.
It's... Yeah, Columbus, Mississippi. I wouldn't think that would be the most diverse place.
Yeah, even though bus is in the name.
What made you guys
I kid.
To check this?
You know me, man.
Naeem.
Naeem.
Yeah, it was Naeem. Well, okay.
When are you guys going?
Thursday morning.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, 3:30 we got to be at the airport.
I know, man.
Hey, pretty early.
Yeah.
Well, but, tell everyone why you're going there.
Yeah, we're going for an event called Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Which is in Columbus,
that's a tough name for a black town.
Yes. Yes.
Jeez, dude.
It's just going to be a...
Monkeying around a Porch Fest.
Yeah, monkeying around a Porch Fest.
Handing out fired smoke detector batteries.
But yeah, it's a cool event with lots of live music, and Rob, Naeem, Drew, and I are going to be the comedic entertainment.
Yes, we're going to do a live cast on Friday, then just good old stand-up on Saturday.
Will you flex any musical skills?
All on porch.
He will.
There's probably going to be an open jam of some sort. You could probably sneak
in.
Hop
in?
Open jam, slip in?
Because Porch Fest is like notoriously like hipsters and stuff like that, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what if they hate you guys?
Hey, possibility.
What if they have a visceral reaction to your shit? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, I got to go through my set for sure. Think about a few things. No,
I mean more the podcast. You guys are going to be doing Durag and the Deer Tag on a porch. What are people just walking by and you're trying to get their attention?
It's the end of the night too, which might be tough for people. It's going to be midnight where we go on to do the podcast. So people have been drinking all day, so it should be interesting.
It's going to be 60% floating eyes and teeth. I kid, but that's the kind of stuff we'll be doing. I mean, who am I, dude?
If I walk past four white dudes at midnight though in do-rags though, I would I'd be pretty terrified.
Yeah. I would say the higher ups showed up for something, dude. A deal went awry.
Yeah, you think
we're in trouble?
Yeah
Surge pricing at that event is going to be going nuts at 12 a.m on Friday night.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, gonna be fun though. It's free though, so if anybody lives in or around Columbus, Mississippi, come hang out with us.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. We're gonna be the kings for a little bit, dude. We're gonna do a little Airbnb.
Oh my god, we have a lake.
Yeah, we got a lake.
Damn.
You gonna piss in it?
Yeah, I'm definitely pissing in
not much
lake.
Swimming. Yikes.
Oh yeah.
Sorry about that.
That the knife brings it out of you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, having a weapon in your hand just really
this is like
makes slurs fly out of you.
It's like a Philly fidget spinner. It does like calm me down.
Tim, what's the most powerful thing that you could hold in your hand?
Most powerful thing you can hold in your hand.
The item that makes you feel more powerful.
I would say
anything else.
One of the children of your enemies.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is
nice. And I'm saying, maybe I'm making a leap here, but like you think about what charges you up when you grab it, and now you think about a blood enemy and you're holding their infant.
Bro, did you read this from a Reddit post recently? Because I saw one, I think it's on the Am I the Asshole subreddit, where a guy's like, I don't think my kids mind because I saw a picture on my wife's phone of her ex-boyfriend on my couch holding my newborn.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Oh, my God.
That was more of a suspicion thing. I'm talking about, like, you've got a to-the-death enemy, and you have access to their infant. You could just fucking throw it to the ground as hard as
you can. Like it is especially powerful when they, like, barge in, like, in a panic.
Oh, yeah.
And the baby's sleeping, and you're like, shh.
Yeah.
Don't wake baby.
You have your enemy,
the baba that I made for him.
That's the plot of Rush Hour, dude.
Leave her out of this. Yeah.
Never, 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 never touch a black man's baby.
I think it would be powerful to be fucking Nicolas Cage in Face Off.
Mm. Just being Nick Cage in life would be pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Okay. But yeah, he was fucking John Travolta's wife. That was
in real life.
No, in the movie Face Off. Yeah. Have you ever seen Face Off?
I believe so.
Brother, go back and give it a rewatch, dude. It's probably one of the best movies of all time that say the title and the name.
Yeah. The artwork to me in Callahan's podcast is Face Off, but with both of our faces. Like, you know how it's Travolta and Nick Cage? Yeah, yeah. That's the artwork of our podcast, but it's awesome. Our faces. Yeah, so pretty inspired.
Rob, when was the first time you saw Face Off? Was it pretty recently?
The first time I saw it was like back in high school, but like I might as well forgot it. And then and my lady rewatched it this weekend.
You guys make the craziest decisions on what to watch.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, like where did that even pop up that you were surfing around and go, hang on, let's do Face Off tonight?
Yeah,
dude, just a pure scroll. We wild scroll.
They did 3 weeks of only watching what was it? The Master of Disguise.
Yeah. I mean, that, don't get me started.
And he went through waves of
that was my first Face Off.
He went through waves of like, what a laugh, right? And then he would dip down into like, it's actually really good. And then back into making fun of it. And it was really nuts to watch.
Yeah. What's your stance on it now?
It's so good. Yeah. It's genuinely great writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to sit down at a table with Dana Carvey to tell him that you saw him at a random restaurant, would you sit down?
Yeah, absolutely.
For an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only talking about Master of Disguise.
And then Claudia will walk up and I'll be like, yo, fuck off. Oh,
lady's trying to bother us.
Yeah. Master of Disguise changed my life.
Did you guys get any sun today? Did you get any sun today?
Yes. Wait, what?
Did you get any sun today? It was the first hot day we've had.
S-U-N?
Yes. What? No, S-O-N.
I did, yeah. I was out and about.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
fucking
day.
Didn't it, baby?
Tiny bit.
I did my taxes today. That fucking pissed me off.
Oh, dude.
Doing taxes on the first nice day. Don't come to me with a fucking 1099 the day after the eclipse, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys take in the eclipse?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. really shut that down. Nope. No. Next. The fuck?
How old are you?
I'm with you, Brendan.
How old are you?
31.
31. All right. You know, spring chicken. Yeah. But, you know, you do kind of worry, like, am I going to be alive in 20 years?
Yeah. He is a father, though.
I am, yeah. Yeah. It's not that I am not about eclipses. I just didn't catch it. I was working.
Working is okay.
Inside. Yeah. Somebody sent me the eclipse. It was... you know, something coming over the sun, and it was just a dude's nutsack. That was,
that was the best bit ever.
Yeah. A dick clips.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yes.
So, kind of saw it.
Come on, man.
You an eclipse man, Tim? You strike me as an eclipse guy.
Yeah, what the hell? Fucking, I have a 6-year-old, dude. I got to show him the majesty of the cosmos. What the hell, man? What am I going to not? Dude, imagine if I was so, like, too cool for school that I was just like, Fritz, I know your teacher's talking about this shit. We don't care. Yep. You're gonna get excited for the fucking eclipse. Like I'm trying to avoid going to Teletubbies on Ice. Mm-mm. And it's actually like a celestial event that like is pretty rare and like, you know, it would be mesmerizing to a child. So we went out. I made the cereal box pinhole thing, by the way, and I actually got it to work. I don't know if you guys have ever
I saw that. Yeah.
Tried that shit, but
it just blocks out light and you just see it through the hole.
No.
It's an eclipse glory hole.
Not, yeah. Not even, dude. No.
Do tell.
What it does is it creates a little dark box with a pinhole in the top of it. And now you hold it and you look down into it, but the sun and the eclipse is also shining down through a little hole that you created. And now you've got a little circle on the bottom of light. And in that circle, you can watch the eclipse take place, and it gets slowly blocked out.
Ooh!
And I got to tell you, it sounds pretty fucking lame. I understand that. But I put on the glasses, and you really only just see a circle with a thing going over it anyway. Right. So you might as well. And I had the added benefit of, like, My son thinks I'm a wizard. My neighbors who are like elderly and lead poisoned, I think, go, wow, I can't believe you really pulled it off.
Yeah.
Plus you get to eat all the cereal.
It's the best part.
Finish this off. Yeah, better finish off the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that stuff is cool. My brother has a pretty sick telescope. He'll bring it over sometimes.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Ooh, jealous.
Pretty cool.
Ooh, I would love to really get obliterated and stare through the telescope.
Dude, come over, dude. We'll just
please
scope it out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to bother your wife. He's drunk and obnoxious. He's extremely high and on mushrooms.
It would be so hard.
And he keeps screaming into the telescope trying to talk to God. Please ask him to leave.
Yeah.
Has your brother ever put his balls in front of the telescope yet?
I haven't asked him, but I don't think so.
God, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, but I'm going to mention it to him. Mm. I'm going to tell him, like, dude, you got to try this.
Oh my God.
He hasn't already.
Get him looking in, just fully committed to it, and you spread your asshole in front of the lens.
Yeah. Dude, that's one of the things. When you buy a telescope, they make you swear that you do not have a brother because it's going to be used for that.
Yeah. I think he would totally be down. He lives with my mom right now, though, and he's 33. So.
Oh, classic.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's nice.
Ball in front of the telescope.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Single guy. And he's like, he's
telescope, a recent purchase.
He's had it for a little bit. He's a pharmacist. He's like pretty successful. He's just, I don't know. He's doing his thing right now.
You know, buying telescopes.
Yeah. Just into the cosmos, dude.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a power move when like you're in a gray area of life. You're like, let me find the larger truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get addicted to that so easy. I can't, dude. If I didn't have a wife and kids and I got into telescopes now, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hobbies right now that we're trying to kick him off.
Oh, you know? He's living my dream.
What's the most pressing one?
He reads a lot, and like to the point where he's got like a little Beauty and the Beast library set up in the attic where we're like, dude.
Does he have the rolly ladder?
No, which maybe.
Do you have a talking teapot?
If he had both of those things, I wouldn't be so upset. Like, he should get one of the two. But no, he's just kind of, he set up shop up there. And we're like, dude, you got to get back out there, you know? But he just likes.
Did he go through like a nasty breakup or anything?
He did, yeah. He went through a couple of nasty breakups that really fucked him up, unfortunately. But so he's been just trying to like get his shit together back at home, save some money and, you know, get back out there.
Building up his confidence.
Yeah. But I'm like, dude, you got to start making some moves.
How tall is he?
He's my size, so about male American average. That was close. Yeah, he's about 5'7", 5'9", in heels.
Very nice.
Goatee?
No, clean shaven. Looks like me. He's just like a stockier, like could fuck me up version of me.
Well, right. Sturdier, Brendan, and with a great job.
Yeah, makes way more money than me.
And he's holed up in the study.
It sounds like I'm shitting on him. He's just a really smart guy.
No. I'm trying to paint a picture of this guy because this is compelling stuff to me.
Yeah.
And so what's he like to read about mostly? Or is it just like anything to fill the void?
He's really like sci-fi, Game of Thrones, Star Wars. Nice. Not that he's reading, you know, obviously those have been out, but stuff like that, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of
him. Is he very active in any online forums?
I'll tell you what, he's...
Oh, no.
He's dipping into writing his own thing right now. Which I would say that, to answer your question, Mike, is the most concerning. He'll hit me up. He'll be like, dude, what do you think about this for the name of a spell?
Oh, the name of a spell?
Oh, dude. I got to stop talking about it. I fucking love it.
Dude, I've never related to somebody more in my life. Best. This is how my wife would talk about me.
Yeah, he's got a lot of hobbies right now. He's got to stick to one or two.
Does his ex-girlfriend know he's creating spells? And is one of them a love spell?
No. It's definitely, if anything, it's a vengeance spell.
Oh, okay.
I think, you know, probably dragons involved and stuff.
Dumb bitches.
And you ever know someone that wrote a fantasy novel or anything?
No. He's the first.
Oh, dude.
You sound like you do.
That is brutal. Yeah, I've known some people who've dipped their toe in fantasy, and it is like, I seem like I would line up perfectly with fantasy. Even fantasy books that were written by real authors that have been recommended to me. I just read it and I cringe so hard. Yeah. As they're trying to like, as they're trying to world build and they're throwing in all the fucking like magical jargon and shit like that. And like specifically describing like some person's like what makes them magic and stuff like that. It's like, dude,
open mic authors that's a tough game. That's a tough circuit.
The barrier for being published in fantasy is so fucking low. And it's, I mean, it's just like comedy. Like, you know, if I'm allowed to fucking sneak my foot in the door, like the fantasy authors are not very good.
Right. Yeah.
And man, oh man, that is some of the, if you really like that, like, I don't know if cringe is the right word, but if you like really bum out stuff, consume some of that. Yeah,
but the cool thing is, I mean, if he's that super into it where he's creating his own worlds, he's bound to find his maiden.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm like, for you, sure. Like, there is something that's really good about, you just get into whatever it is that you're into and you will find people that are also into the same shit, which I think would be really good for him.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of stuff, which is good, but I'm also like, he doesn't take it to the streets with it.
Yeah.
Let me read the book, you know? Let me take a look at it. He's very secretive about this whole operation as I'm blowing up his fucking spot on the podcast. But
No, we're saying
good thing for him.
I don't know. Probably better part of the last year.
Dude,
yeah, that's nice though.
Yeah.
There's honeys that will work on
for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's it. You got to show them
his mind.
You gotta peacock it a little bit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Meet up with some peeps that are into the same stuff.
Yeah, and then I kind of have a similar setup, but I'm married and I don't have to take it to the street. So this is me talking from a point of like comfort where I can't imagine being in his scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Were you aware that your wife had a lot of the same interests at first, or
my
did
wife
you have to gradually break
almost
it
none her? Of the same interests as me. I do a lot of this alone in the basement.
Really?
Yeah. My wife has any interest in learning how to use a soldering iron.
All right. Is there a no girls allowed sign above the basement to keep her out of your world, or do you give her a time where she's like, okay, this is what I'm into.
You know what's funny is she has to walk by the entrance to the Twitch studio to get to the washer and dryer.
It's just a bunch of couch pillows of a fort. That you have.
There is a couch.
Get out of here.
There is a very cool couch and lots of very cool lighting and a Nintendo 64. But we've developed a relationship where she peeks her head in and she's holding a basket of laundry and she goes, you know, oh, he's enjoying himself. Great. And at least I know where he is.
You right.
Know? You have the rare combo of man cave, happy marriage.
It's not a man cave.
it's
not a man cave.
It's definitely
not
a man cave.
No, oh, my wife smokes weed in there. Not to blow up her spot.
Okay. All right. That's true. Maybe that's secret.
It is. It's girls allowed.
Girls
so it's
allowed.
Not a man
cave.
I don't know what you call that. Rec room?
Cave?
Twitch studio.
Yeah. Cave is a pretty good name for it.
A house.
Oh, man. House Rob, the wife. Do you have a man cave set up at your place?
No. I have the living room. That's my spot.
Dominant.
Yes. And then she has an office upstairs because I can work here. So, that's how it goes. But we have a basement that I want to do something with.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to do my basement so fucking bad, dude.
Yeah.
Something about becoming a father really just makes, like, I'm so into wanting to learn how to just fix up a house and frame out a basement.
I want a garage really bad.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to build a shed. That's my YouTube videos right now is build a DIY shed. That's all I'm
so
watching,
nice.
Dude. I go home. I just watch DIY videos on building sheds.
Yeah.
That's a brag.
No, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Another hobby.
I would like to fucking trick out a van.
That would be awesome.
You look like a van man.
Yeah.
Yes. I used to be a van man, but it wasn't anything like crazy. We just built like a bunk
there.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
But like, I want to like really do it up.
How many dudes in the van?
No shower, I'm assuming.
No shower. We had
it's been stinking.
Ah, fuck, I forget what it was called, but it was like this big bucket of water with like a little like spray thing on it. You can like pressurize.
Just you back in a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another guy pointed. That's a hot silhouette of a picture.
Yeah. Sorry, what'd you say?
Were there graphics on the side of the van?
No. We were thinking about it, but we realized it was like a big like, hey, rob us.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, there's $4,500 in Sam Ash credit in this van.
Yeah. Was that what the band groupies would say?
That we didn't really, we got no pussy, dude.
Never.
No.
No one snuck away.
They didn't want to get robbed.
We were all fucking nerds. That to get robbed. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
That's nice. Hey, that's good.
Hey, good.
I remember it blew my mind when I found out how musically talented you were.
Oh, please.
Like, you came over one time, we hung out, and then
I start fucking ripping a solo.
No, it wasn't.
Like, it's nothing.
Play it like a flute.
Green Ranger.
Please, the Green Ranger.
The fucking Megazord comes out.
I'm not prepared. Pull it up.
I feel like the good musician comedians that I know are very hesitant to let that side shine through.
Right.
Like, Tim's very good, Rob's very good, and McCusker can fucking shred, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I saw on a Kill Tony episode. Yeah. I was like, holy shit,
he took it to the streets.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do.
It is a nice little thing to whip out.
Jake can play, too.
Yeah,
yes. Jake's good. Yeah, he was in, like, bands in high school and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Oh, man. I'd love to get him in front of a band. I'd love to get Jake fronting a band right now.
I fucking love that, dude.
That'd be so great. Just big and nerdy as hell.
That sketch that he did forever ago when it was playing the guitar, sleep guitar.
I don't know if you saw
it. It was so fucking funny, dude. That he just like dreamwalks and solos on his guitar.
Yeah, he does a lot in his sleep. I've shared rooms with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Apnea.
Yeah, apnea is his encore.
Yeah.
apnea, is that snoring? No.
Yeah,
that's the electric guitar of sleeping. I'm an acoustic guy myself. I just breathe regular unplugged air.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice analog.
Do you have difficulties in your sleep?
Apparently. Apparently I was snoring it up at the hotel.
What?
Yeah. But that's usually when I'm hammered. I don't think I did that on the rig. Did I? I don't know.
I think every stop so far.
Every stop I've snored? No way.
I think so.
Damn.
If I drink, I'll snore. Drinking is definitely like will get you snoring. I think. Mm-hmm. I think drinking is a, you know.
Yeah, that blocks the airways. In Boston, it was brutal. I like hiccuped for like 4 hours.
Yeah, dude.
And snored.
It was like traveling with a sick pet, dude.
And put them in your luggage.
Okay, and we're saying hiccups, and you're imagining what Rob does is. Sorry, guys, I got fucking hiccups.
Rob, why were they so violent?
I don't know. I was like pretty dehydrated and like we were just.
He was emotionally unprepared. Day. Emotionally unprepared for hiccups.
Yes.
Really brutal.
Did you ever think about getting like a sleep study or something?
Yeah.
He needs an awake study, dude. This is why you're trying to talk to each other.
And I think we were trying to get in some good conversation too. We were talking about early days of like stand up or something like that. And then I was like, yeah, it was just the first time I got booked.
My dad used to snore so loud it would shake the fucking house. Like I remember when as a kid.
That's good dad stuff, dude.
Yeah. I remember looking at my
poop
mom
stains
though,
in like, your underwear and really loud snore.
Real loud snore, real loud sneeze.
Yeah. Old whitey tidy underwear too. Like, but I remember looking at my mom and be like, I don't know how you can sleep in the same bed. Like it was my friends would come over and hear. They'd be like, is your dad like in the war or something? I'm like, no, he's in insurance. He just fucking sleeps.
That's a man who has a stressful life. Yeah. Give him a break.
Loud.
Men just become noisier when we get older.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. And that the asshole becomes looser.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
Slips right out.
I noticed that maybe it's just my dad. No, a little.
My shit still be gripping.
You think so?
Oh, for sure.
Real grip.
My lid is not so tight anymore. Dude. I'm fucking letting it fly.
Really?
Yeah.
You got it.
I can't hold them in anymore, dude. After you're married for a little bit, it's just
there's a dip in your early 30s where not shitting yourself becomes a significant issue, and then I think you kind of mature in some ways.
Right.
Your biome gets tighten a little bit seasoned. And it goes away.
Are you fart in front of the lady guys?
Yeah.
You got it.
Constant.
Yeah.
I wonder what my dad was up to because his tighty whities would always be all over the floor. And dude, it wouldn't just be like a little bit clearly eked out. Like there would be full on, like my mom would call them bacon strips.
Really?
Yeah.
Full.
And dude, he was. I mean, for his credit, he would swing from the heels when he farted.
So it was from the heels.
It was always like power. You knew it
for the fences.
If you were elsewhere in the house, you knew when my dad farted. But
he telegraphed it.
Yeah, I mean, at what cost?
He was probably also scratching his hole a lot and just driving that shit in there.
Yeah. even if you're not like borderline shitting your pants, though, like white underwear is just a
insane.
Why were we all doing that back in the 90s? Like, why did nobody figure out like, hey, black underwear?
That was just. I mean,
it's what people did.
It, you know. It just didn't have the attention it needed, you know?
Yeah.
Like AIDS research or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would walk around.
AIDS was only around since the 80s. We've been wearing underwear for how long?
Yeah.
Dads?
Yeah.
Damn. And then also, their underwear is slowly detaching from the elastic band.
Oh, yeah. Like it's getting, one day it just pops.
Looks like bridge cables. Yeah. And it finally just gives up and withers away.
It's like a thong. Yeah. By the time they're done with that thing.
One problem he always had, too, was the scrote section would come apart from the leg, so there would be a little bit revealed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, because he's on day two of it, and the leg rings stretched out. Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah?
That's
sexy. Like yourself or your dad?
Showing a little skin?
Whoever. Yeah. That's tasteful.
Yeah. Like, that's like when a lady in a non-porno magazine has a little bit of, you know, bathing suit drift.
Go, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, a little side boob or something?
That's the dad version.
Yeah, a little side nut.
A little side nut.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a sleep-talking or sleepwalking dad?
My dad was a sleepwalker.
Really?
I have to take this with, because he never did it as an adult, but apparently, like, my grandpa would catch him walking around the block. But also, was he just a teenager lying? Like, I was sleepwalking.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, he was one of 12 kids, and all of his siblings were like, no, Mike used to sleepwalk. Yeah.
That's nice.
My kids have all sleepwalked at one point. Well, I say sleepwalk, but they've all had weird sleep episodes. And for a long time, he's not in it anymore, but we had to have Fritz sleep inside of a tent on top of his bed.
I've heard of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, tents are pretty sick.
We had to put the mattress in the tent and put the whole thing on the bed frame. It was because he was getting up in the middle of the night. He would go up onto his knees on his bed and throw himself face first off the edge.
Dude, we had to stop dad meet one time because that happened.
Yeah. He went off the edge, and I think he went head first into a radiator. And like,
Fritz is so mad.
Permanently deformed his skull.
Wow.
Just for no reason in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He would prairie dog up and then just flop as hard as he could.
That's one of those things as a dad, I'm sure, like, you have a kid thinking, like, you never anticipated that was going to be an issue. Like, I'm going to have to put him in some sort of tent. Yeah.
I mean,
situation.
Every day is more confusing than the one before it.
Yeah. I mean, my son just turned one, so like we haven't got to anything too crazy right now. But
I'm telling you, you're not prepared for any of it, man.
Right.
All that dumb, weird shit.
Yeah.
Rob, Brennan, do you guys want to promote anything before we go?
Do Rag and the Deer Tag, baby. Patreon.com/DoRagAndTheDeerTag. Going to be in Mississippi with my guy Mike.
Can't wait.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it.
Nice. South Jersey Bad Boys, my podcast I do with my buddy Dan Callahan. Really makes me laugh. Funny dude. Check it out. I'm going to be in Boston this weekend myself, actually.
Nice.
Excited for that.
Sweet.
And I do my own show at this place, Re-Up Fashion in South Jersey. I got Mike on it May 18th. So I'll be posting about that on Instagram. Check that out. And should be fun.
Hell yeah. Well, watch Tim Butterly's show. I'm trying to do Twitch streams here and there as well. Which, I mean, what a lame way to promote it. No, the Twitch streams rule. It's just, I'm trying to figure out what to do for live streaming and stuff like that. And also, if you're near Pottstown or even Philly, come to Soul Joel's. I'm headlining on, Saturday, May 18th. And, I have more dates around the country later in the year. And I think, again, I keep teasing this announcement that these other dates are being filled in, but it'll all be on timbutterly.com, when it comes out.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Sweet baby. Hey, thanks to everybody that came out this past weekend, for Boston and Hartford. Both of those places fucking ruled. Just incredible cities, man. We had a blast. Yeah, this week.
Shout out to Hideout Comedy.
Oh, they're incredible.
And Filthy Comedy.
Yeah, Hideout Comedy and Filthy Comedy. Hideout was in Boston, and Filthy was Aisha May. She runs a great show in Hartford. She runs shows all throughout New England, but we did one in Hartford, and it was as well run and as fun a time as a show could possibly be.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'll be with Rob and the Do-Rag guys in Columbus, Mississippi this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Porch Fest 24. April 27th, I'm doing Mike Rainey and Friends at Soul Joel's in Royersford. And then May 4th, we're doing a little Stinkers stand-up show in Mars Plains, New Jersey at the Dojo of Comedy. We added a third show because the first two sold out in Chicago, so thanks for making that happen. So there's the third show is happening May 26th at 8 p.m. There's still tickets for that. And then on June 1st, I'm doing another Mike Rainey and Friends at the Ethical Society. Nothing ethical about this show. I'll tell you that much. Bad boy alert. June 1st, Ethical Society in Philly. It'll be me, Rob, Drew, Naeem, Jimmy Gillespie, and John Kenzel. So a lot of good stuff coming up, and you can check out all these dates on my link tree, on all my social media profiles, which are at MikeRainey82. And yeah, we're about to head over to the Patreon. We're going to do another hour with Brendan and Rob. Go to patreon.com/dadmeatpodcast and pay whatever you want. Pay a fucking dollar for the month, whatever you feel like paying. And you get access to these sweet boys. And we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hell yeah.
Later, guys.